New heading. Vision, discipline, and passion rule the world. Any individual who has had a profound influence on others, on institutions, or on society, any parents whose influence has been intergenerational, anyone who has really made a difference for good or ill, possess three common attributes: vision, discipline, and passion. I suggest that these three attributes have ruled the world from its beginning. They represent leadership that works. Consider just a few notable leaders from modern history. George Washington had a vision of building a new nation, united and free from foreign interference. He disciplined himself to learn how to recruit, supply, and keep people from deserting the Revolutionary Army. Angered by discrimination against colonial military officers, British land policies, and restriction on U.S. expansion, Washington was passionate about the cause of liberty. Florence Nightingale, the founder of modern nursing, worked her entire adult life to improve the quality of nursing in military hospitals. Her vision and passion overcame her personal reticence. Mohandas K. Gandhi was instrumental in establishing India as an independent state, though he never held an elected or appointed office. He held no formal position from which to lead people. Gandhi's moral authority created such strong social and cultural norms that it ultimately shaped political will. He governed his life by an awareness of a universal conscience that resided within the people, the international community, and the British themselves. Margaret Thatcher was the first female leader of a great industrial nation. She served three terms as Prime Minister of Great Britain, the longest continuous premiership in the 20th century. Her critics are not few, but she was passionate about urging people to assume the discipline of personal responsibility and to build self-reliance, and she was passionate about bolstering free enterprise in her country. During her tenure in British politics, she helped lift Britain out of economic recession. Nelson Mandela, former president of South Africa, spent almost 27 years in prison for fighting against the apartheid regime. Mandela was impelled by his imagination rather than his memory. He could envision a world far beyond the confines of his experience and memory, which included imprisonment, injustice, tribal warfare, and disunity. Deep within his soul resonated a belief in the worth of every South African citizen. Mother Teresa dedicated herself wholeheartedly, freely, and unconditionally to the service of the poor. She bequeathed her highly disciplined upholding of the vows of poverty, purity, and obedience upon her organization, which has both grown and strengthened ever since her passing. Her famous success formula reads like this: the fruit of silence is prayer. The fruit of prayer is faith. The fruit of faith is love. The fruit of love is service. The fruit of service is peace. Now you'll remember that I mentioned that anyone who has really made a difference for good or ill in the world possessed three common attributes: vision, discipline, and passion. Now consider another leader who possessed all three, but produced shockingly different results. Adolf Hitler passionately communicated his vision of a thousand-year reign of the Third Reich and of a superior Aryan race. He built one of the most disciplined military-industrial machines the world has ever seen, and he evidenced brilliant emotional intelligence in his impassioned oratory, inspiring in the masses almost fanatical dedication and fear, which he channeled into hate and destruction. There is, however, a huge difference between leadership that works and leadership that endures. Every one of the aforementioned leaders laid a foundation and provided a contribution that endured, except for one: Adolf Hitler, who once said, "Once I am really in power, my first and foremost task will be the annihilation of the Jews." When conscience governs vision, discipline, and passion, leadership endures and changes the world for good. In other words, moral authority makes formal authority work and endure. When conscience does not govern vision, discipline, and passion, leadership does not endure, nor do the institutions created by that leadership endure. In other words, formal authority without moral authority ultimately fails. When we say that when conscience governs vision, discipline, and passion, leadership endures and changes the world for good means that it lifts and also that it lasts. Hitler had vision, discipline, and passion, but was driven by ego. Lack of conscience was his downfall. Gandhi's vision, discipline, and passion were driven by conscience, and he became a servant to the cause and to the people. Again, he only had moral authority, no formal authority, and he was the father and founder of the second largest country in the world and the largest democracy. When vision, discipline, and passion are governed by formal authority void of conscience or moral authority, it also changes the world, but not for good, rather for evil. Instead of lifting, it destroys. Rather than lasting, it is eventually extinguished. Let's take a closer look at each of these four attributes: vision, discipline, passion, and conscience. They represent basically mind, body, heart, and spirit.